This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has lashed out on Twitter at Christianity Today magazine after an editorial there called him profoundly immoral and said he should be removed from office. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Christianity Today editor-in-chief Mark Galli's written an editorial blaming the president for what he calls a blackened moral record.
He slanders people. He mischaracterizes people. He outright lies. He says things that are verbally abusive.
Galli tells NPR and other outlets he does not expect the editorial to shift evangelical views of the president, who is blasting the magazine as being far left. It was founded by the late Billy Graham, whose son Franklin is defending the president, saying the magazine represents the evangelical community's leftist elite. Many prominent evangelicals have boosted their support for the president during the impeachment push. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson won approval for his Brexit deal in Parliament on Friday. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has finally gotten his way. His Brexit deal is all systems go, just in time for Christmas. He won initial approval for the withdrawal agreement on Friday by a landslide.
The eyes to the right for 358.
With 358 lawmakers to just 234 voting to pass the second reading of the bill. It's the first step towards fulfilling Johnson's election pledge to get Brexit done by the end of January. Opposition lawmakers cried foul over the result, with Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn arguing the deal brings further uncertainty for communities, businesses and the workforce, and that it hardwires the risk of a no-deal Brexit.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday criticized the International Criminal Court for moving closer to opening an investigation in the occupied Palestinian territories. ICC Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said that she was satisfied there is a reasonable basis to proceed with an investigation into the situation in Palestine.
The preliminary examination into the situation in Palestine has concluded with the determination that all the statutory criteria under the Rome Statute for the opening of an investigation have been met.
Prime Minister Netanyahu called it a dark day for truth and justice.
The ICC prosecutor's decision has turned the International Criminal Court into a political tool to delegitimize the state of Israel.
The announcement ended years of preliminary inquiries into alleged crimes by both Israeli forces and Palestinians and signaled that Bensouda was preparing to open a formal probe. British prosecutors charged an American diplomat's wife who left Britain after being involved in a fatal road accident that killed a British teenager with death by dangerous driving on Friday. British police say 19-year-old motorcycle rider Harry Dunn died when a car driven by Anne Sekulis, whose husband was stationed at a military base in England, hit him. Sekulis claimed diplomatic immunity and left Britain after the crash. Mark Stevens represents Dunn's family.
Whether you're being a diplomat or not, you can't skip the country once a crime has been committed or is alleged to have been committed without facing proper due process.
Prosecutors say they have begun extradition proceedings, although it is up to the government whether to formally ask for Sekulis to be sent back to Britain. Boeing's new Starliner capsule has gone off course during its first test flight. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
And liftoff.
The Atlas V rocket lifted off with the Starliner capsule from Cape Canaveral, Florida, just before sunrise. But while the launch was flawless, a half hour into the flight, Boeing reported a problem. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says it appears the timing system had an error.
And that anomaly resulted in the vehicle believing that the time was different than it actually was.
The result was the capsule didn't get into the right orbit and burned too much fuel to try the planned docking with the International Space Station. Bridenstine says had astronauts been aboard,
there was no time at which they would have been unsafe during any of this.
A fully successful flight could have seen Boeing launching astronauts by summer. That's now in doubt. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.